This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to expect the unexpected. And by this, I mean that it's important to keep an open mind about who or what God chooses to work through. And recently, I was reading about the Israelites and their long journey toward the Promised Land. They became very hungry and thirsty along the way, so God instructed Moses to command a nearby rock to pour out its water. Moses struck the rock twice with his staff, and suddenly water spurted forth from everywhere. There was actually enough water to satisfy both the people and their livestock. And after reading this message, I thought to myself that we just never know who or what God will use to meet our needs. Moses and Aaron only saw a rock, so they didn't think twice about that rock being their source for water, even though that's what ultimately ended up quenching their thirst. In the same way, we may judge a person or a new opportunity and quickly dismiss it for not being a source that can fulfill our need. I know this is especially true for me because I oftentimes can become fixated on one way a problem can be solved and lose sight of all of the other ways God can solve things. Sometimes it is the one we least expect or the new opportunity that we resist the most that God will choose to answer our prayers. So which area of your life do you need to expect the unexpected? And as you think about that, remember these words: how great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures from generation to generation. Daniel 4:3. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, expect the unexpected.